Welcome to the podcast, Beyond the Mic, where we explore the complexity of urban life. Street vendors, often overlooked, contribute significantly to the cultural and economic fabric of urban environments. Imagine strolling through bustling streets, filled with the aroma of diverse cuisines and the vibrant colors of handmade crafts. That's the world of street vendor. From food carts to handmade crafts, their offerings mirror the cultural diversity of the city itself. When we delve into the daily life of street vendors, we come across a variety of questions. What drives them to set up shops on the sidewalks each day, often standing invisible to a visibly moving life? In this podcast series of Life of Urban Street Vendors, we will explore the challenges they face, from navigating regulations of state and central government to weathering the ebb and flow of urban foot traffic that they dodge on a daily basis. Despite their integral role, street vendors often face regulatory challenges. The economic impact of street vendors extends far beyond the immediate transaction. We will discuss how they contribute to local economies, providing affordable goods and services while creating micro-entrepreneurial opportunities, contributions that are often overlooked, ignored, or taken for granted. The most important part for us is the voices of the streets, the first-hand accounts and testimonials from street vendors. What stories do they have to share? What dreams and aspirations drive them forward? Their narratives will provide a deeper understanding of the human side of this urban phenomenon. Street vendors, not just business owners, they are community builders. Their presence on the streets fosters a sense of local identity and community connection, making cities feel more like home, far from the home left back. Join us in this exploration of the urban street vendor landscape. Together, let's uncover the stories, challenges, and the triumphs of those who turn sidewalks into vibrant hubs of culture and commerce. Let's begin by painting a picture of the typical street vendor. Is there such a thing? Well, not quite. Street vendors come from all walks of life, driven by various motivations. Some may be recent migrants seeking a livelihood, while others are seasoned entrepreneurs carrying on family traditions. What about the goods and services they offer? Is there a common thread? Well, it's incredibly diverse, from fresh produce and hot meals to handcrafted souvenirs and repair services. Street vendors cater to a wide range of needs. They offer a convenient and often affordable alternative to traditional stores, which is why many people from tier 2 and tier 3 cities prefer them for meeting their basic needs. A lot of vendors often come from complex families that are often abusive. Street vending can be a source of empowerment, offering individuals, particularly women, a path to self-reliance and economic independence. An important question we should be asking ourselves is that, as listeners, how can we better understand and support street vendors? By being mindful of their challenges and treating them with respect. When we patronize their stalls, engage in friendly conversations, and advocate for policies that support their livelihoods, we show appreciation and we make a change. A change that's small but incredibly significant. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I will meet you in the next one.